It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you along. Alzheimer's. We've talked about it before, and there's a reason for that. No one is untouched by Alzheimer's. You've heard of the movie 6 Degrees of Separation. It's 1 degree of separation for almost everybody in the listening area, and quite frankly, almost everybody in the country on Alzheimer's seems to be spreading, and at this moment, there is no cure for it. With me, Jake Panowich and Carolyn Ashton. Jake is he works with the Alzheimer's Association, but he's also the executive officer for PhysMed and Serene Care Hospice, and Carolyn is planning member of a member of the planning committee for Omaha and Sarpy counties for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I appreciate you joining us. Carolyn, I just want to start with you real quick. How long have you been with the Alzheimer's Association?
This will be my third year.
And we've got a walk coming up here. There are walks that happen throughout the year. Can you kind of explain how that? It's not just one day a year. There are several times a year in many different counties in which people can get involved and help.
That's correct. We have lots here locally in Nebraska, but really close to us, we have Sarpy County on August 25th, and then Omaha on September 22nd. And we're still looking for teams.
Great. And can you give us a basic premise as to what the walk accomplishes?
Our walk is to accomplish one day to have a survivor, so to have a white flower at our walk, not just the purples, the oranges, the blues, the yellows. We want to have that white flower.
Which are all for folks that we've lost.
Or caregivers.
Right. Very good. Jake, you not only volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association, but as executive officer of PhysMed and Serene Care Hospice, your profession has to deal with Alzheimer's on a regular basis, right?
Every day. Every day we see more and more patients being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And as you and I were talking off the air, it seems like the age group is getting younger and younger every year, which is frightening. Especially when there is no cure at this time. But every day, we're working with not only the patients, but their families. And we are seeing the struggles that they go through, whether they're on home health care and they're getting, PTOT speech, or whether they've come to the end of Alzheimer's. And we're working with families and, patients and trying to help them deal with that.
Sure. I had my Uncle Butch was 61 years old. He was a fireman and a former ambulance driver before he was suddenly struck with Alzheimer's, and it was a matter of a couple of years before we lost him. That's unbelievably young. Mm-hmm. We still don't have a full-on cause yet, do we?
Not at this point. Some of the best researchers in the country, in the world really, are working to end Alzheimer's right now. But at this point, there is not one certain link that is able to, link patient to patient or disease to disease for Alzheimer's. So not at this point, but we're still hoping.
I know I've mentioned before on this program, Dr. Dan Merman over at UNMC and some of the work he's done. One of the most exciting things I've heard in years is trying to find the beta amyloid proteins still liquid in the body and finding those as a marker and then eliminating those before they calcify and start doing the damage. But that's the closest thing, and we're years out from an answer.
Yep.
So the Alzheimer's Association here in Nebraska, it's not only about raising money for research, but it's also about providing help to caregivers as well who are helping their relatives through this disease, right?
Yes, absolutely.
There's many support groups within the association and even within care facilities.
Sure. And Jake, we were talking off the air about getting some care for the caregivers and a little taking a little time off and that type of thing. And can you talk about that and about how with your business, how you encounter long-term care insurance and what you think about that?
Absolutely, yeah. So we started working early this year with a company called Medicare Advisors. They're located, just off of Dodge Street. But one of the reasons we started working with them is that over the last probably year and a half, 2 years, we've seen so many caregivers come to us and just simply say, I love my husband, I love my wife, but I need a break. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for a lot of these, caregivers, they don't their loved ones did not have long-term care insurance set up. Now, when you have long-term care insurance, depending on the plan, and we talked about, you know, there's a lot of different plans. You got to make sure that, you know, each plan is going to meet your needs. But with long-term care insurance, you have the ability literally to set up a respite care for, you know, for your loved one. So if you need 3 to 4 days just to breathe, just to kind of, you know, charge your batteries again,
because
you're able to do that.
The caregivers also need care.
Absolutely.
We're not made of stone. It's a family affair to cure Alzheimer's. And there's an opportunity. Again, can we have those dates for Sarpy County and Omaha on the walks coming up?
Sarpy County is August 25th at, behind Warner Stadium. And then September 22nd is Omaha's at Exarban Village.
Outstanding. ALZ.org/walk. We'll give you all the information you need. Jake Panowich and Carolyn Ashton, thank you so much for joining us. Morning Edition continues now.